although there really hasn't been an opportunity, not a long opportunity anyway, but two goals, maybe they just that's not in his bailiwick.
Who knows? Well, there's a face-off, and it's controlled by Rapids, even though neither team's really controlling it. You know that right now Asante's really thinking about it. Tudich gets the puck, 106 to go. But Rapids fighting for that puck and trying to just really tie it up so that there's really no threat. They're content to win 3-1, less than a minute to go in the game. Asante trying to get control, and they have it. And you're going to see that goalie try to scoot up, and he's making his move, less than a minute to go. Schmidt with the puck now for Asante. Backhand attempt behind the goal, off the glass. But they got that extra attacker. There's an empty net goal there, sitting there. So if River Kings get possession of it, they can ice the game right there. And they have possession of it on the far side behind the goal. They're fighting for it. No one really having a good possession of it yet. Passing it up ahead. Fighting. Both teams are fighting. Out. It's coming up to center ice. And right there is Cooper. Back pass. Santi's trying to set something up. Intercepted. Bryceland. Shot. And it's a goal. Empty net goal. And there's your Wayne Larrivee dagger.
Yeah, defenseman for Asante tried to deflect it, but didn't get enough of it, and Bryceland buried it.
Yeah, can't fault him for trying. You know, you can't fault him for trying. He was doing the best he could, just couldn't get enough of it, and that's gonna be your hockey game. Rapids is going to win this one, just a matter of the final 20 seconds coming off the clock, as you have Nick Lucci, who's played a very good game since he came in early in that first period. He's back in the net just for the final 20.9 seconds to go. We'll wait for the final scoring decision on that, and we will get it right now as Rapids wins the faceoff. 17th goal of the year. And that's Jake Bryceland, unassisted. Bryceland has had a heck of a night. And that's at 19:39. I said 19:40. My apologies on that. 11.8 seconds to go. Bryceland, he's got two goals tonight, and he's got two assists, so he's going to be a factor in the stars of the game. Puck drop, controlled by Asante, and they're just going to really play through it last 6 seconds. Bryceland takes a shot. Stopped by the defense, just playing through one, and there is your stoppage. There's your final horn, and that's game. And there's your River Kings winner. 4-1 over the Asante Outlaws. We'll do a quick recap here as we make sure I get my numbers correct here. And Rapids, most importantly, they won the scoreboard, of course. They held a 39-27 shot advantage. Jude Ayling winning that battle, 26 saves on the night. Whereas Sucher and Nick Lucci, they combined for 35, well, it should be 36, because the empty netter does not go against either one's stats. Now, game started fast and furious. All the scoring, except for that empty netter, came in the first period. Rapids got the goal scoring started. 1:18 left in the game, or starting the game. LeCompte with the score. And then at 2:30, Bryceland got into the scoring as well with his first goal with an assist going to LeCompte. Now, Asante, they drew a little bit even. They drew a little closer as at 6:06, they got their one goal of the game scored by Erickson. But 18 seconds later at 6:24, Texmo got a goal. And that was where we sat at the end of the first period, 3-1. And that's where we sat at the end of the second period, 3-1, as neither team could score. And that was the way of the game up until the final 20 seconds when there was an empty net scored by Bryceland unassisted, and that is your hockey game, 4-1, River Kings advantage.
Yeah, this was a good game. I mean, this, you know, for Asante, you know, in the standings, maybe aren't, you know, they're down towards the bottom, but that team, when they turned on the Jets, they play good hockey. They had their opportunities, just Ayling was equal to the task and just kept them out. River Kings got a couple of lucky bounces too, and like I said, that's the way this game goes sometimes. But
yeah, absolutely.
River Kings take care of business, right. keep the pressure on those teams that are ahead of them in the standings, and coming up here to the last couple of weeks of the season, the River Kings still have a chance to take over first place with...
Yeah, well, the one star of the game comes to James Dubell. He's the one star player so far. And he gets to skate over to the fans. Second star. LeCompte comes up. He's a second star player. So congratulations to him. He goes across the way to meet the fans and give away a t-shirt. And then Jake Briceland, as of course I figured he would be. He got the three-star player of the night as he got 2 goals and 2 assists to lead the way for the River Kings, who got a much-needed win heading in, because this was the final home game of the regular season.
Yep.
So we won't be with you again until hopefully they host a playoff game, which they probably should.
I think they will.
It's just a matter if it's one or two series, as they take the weekend series over the Asante Outlaws, winning the first game last night 5-1, and then, of course, prevailing 4-1 here as well. So I think that just about does it, Mark. Any final thoughts?
Put a bow on it. I think we, like I said, we've got a couple. We've got a weird series coming up this week. Middle of the week starts at noon down in Chicago, and that's kind of goofy. Yeah. But then they have a week and a half to get ready for Hudson.
And that could decide first through three seeds.
That could have a huge bearing on those top three spots, who finishes where. So that could determine it. Will determine it. Depends on how it goes. And the River Kings have played Hudson well. So
yeah, they've played them twice and beat them twice. So we'll see how it goes. But anyways, I think that's going to be a night for us. So I want to personally thank everybody out there listening. Seth back at the studio at 105.5 WIRI. Want to thank Mark there. Wonderful talking to you as always. Good seeing you. You got Art and Jesse on the cameras, who did an amazing job as always. And Matt, who makes sure we're all doing what we're supposed to here as always. He's partaking in the billet night. They're celebrating the billet families. And so, of course, myself, Mike Comer, everybody else here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Be safe. And we'll catch you here next time, River Kings Hockey.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Certain someone you've been searching hard to find. It's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Cast my cares upon you. Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Thank you. and are sworn to understand. It completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? Please, girl, give me just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart?
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to Country Legends 24/7. This is Janie Fricke.
105.5.
From 105.5 FM.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, but she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn. Time
George Strait on Country Legends 24/7.
I've got some great fans out there. They've been with me for years. I still see some of them today that I saw back in the 80s, you know, at my shows. So it's because of them, you know, and I've got a great support group behind me with MCA and my band, of course, and my wife and family and Nashville office. So it's just, I don't know. I couldn't have written this, you know, no way. Couldn't have dreamed it like that.
He was sitting there beside me, throwing doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around. And then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down. And a faded photograph fell out and hit the ground. And I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. I put it in his hand. Said I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. Why I hate everything. Why I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on, try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. Said, I hate everything. Said, that one bedroom apartment where I get my mail is really not a home. It's more like a jail with a swimming pool and a parking lot view. Man, it's just great. I hate summer, winter, fall, and spring. Red and yellow, purple, blue, and green. I hate everything. I hate my job, and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. And then he shook his head and looked down at his ring and said, I hate everything. My phone and I called my house. I said, babe, I'm coming home. We're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Millsap with Country Legends 24/7.
So many times these few dreams of mine seemed hidden behind the mountain too high to climb.
But you were the one who said, go on, follow your star. When the song in my heart was just a voice in the dark, you could hear my melody. There's only one moon that shines in the night, and only one love in my life. Only one love in my life. Only one love in my life. I'm a ship on the open ocean, darling. You're my guiding light. My new song today, and I heard someone say, man, he sure got it made. If only they knew how much you have made of me. Together we came from nowhere to fame. There's only one moon that shines in the night, and only one love in my life. Only one love in my life. Only one love in my life. I'm a ship. And you're the only love in my life.
Hey, this is Cody Johnson, and more Country Legends are on the way. Beneath still waters.
Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and I stay stoned on your love all the time. I look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottles always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth
as Tennessee whiskey.
You're as sweet as strawberry.
George Jones.
105.5 FM.
If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'll holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Oh, won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll
baby, just to kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. If you told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Oh, won't you let me, baby, just a kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
The First Lady of Country Music, Tammy Wynette.
I think we all get a title of some sort, you know, whether it's right or wrong. They came up with First Lady because I was I walked into my producer's office one day and he said, did you know you were the First Lady? And I said, First Lady to do what? He said, the First Lady to sell 1 million albums in country. And I said, no. And so that's where the title came from. And I was married to George Jones at the time, and he said, I want to do an album called Me and the First Lady. So we did that.
Cause a lot of other women have a whole lot of time to play. You gotta be a saint on Sunday morning, a devil on Saturday night. And when you love it, I do it right. Oh, she's around every corner, wrapped in fur. And you gotta be just a little bit better than her. A little bit sweet. With a lot of good loving to make everything alright. Good loving keeps a home together. Good loving sure can make it right. If you never want to be without him, it means loving everything about him. And that keeps your man around at night. If you don't believe what I'm telling you is so, put your man right out in the street and watch him go right to the arms of a woman. Couldn't even hold you alight when a lot of good loving would have made everything all right. If you don't believe what I'm telling you is so, put your man right out in the street, watch him go right to the arms of a woman. Couldn't even hold you alive when a lot of good loving would have made everything all right. Yeah, a lot of good loving would have made everything all right.
You I wrote you. You asked me not to call you over the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels, I might have known could never make a wife. You gave up the only one who ever loved you and went back to the wild side.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Cheers.
everybody. This is Randy Travis.
105.5 FM.
Well, there's my easy chair, just sitting there. I've spent a lot of time thinking of this perfect love I know is yours and mine. And oh, how I love that old picture on the wall of you and me and the kids, my most favorite times in life I've spent right here where we live. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. It just hit me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. From the bedroom, I smell perfume, my favorite kind you wore. And it brings back memories of all those nights behind our bedroom door. And the saddest thing I think I've ever seen was my closet all cleaned out. It's sad to think that one must leave, 'cause we can't work things out. There's no place like home. There's no hitting me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. So baby, say that I can stay for just a day or so. Then maybe I can change into these baby blues and tell me it's okay. I love that smile, it drives me wild. No, love won't die today. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Weekends were made for Country Legends 24/7, 105.5.
Pay my tab, put me in a cab. You didn't have to. He see I was hurt. Oh, I wish I got his name, 'cause I didn't feel worth saying. you saved me just the same. The day out on the water, fish just wouldn't bite. I put my pole down, I float around. It's just so quiet, and I can hear my old man saying, "Son, just be still, 'cause you can't find peace like this in a bottle or a pill." And from a bar stool to that living room, Sunday morning in a church pew, in a deer stain or a hay field, an interstate back to Nashville, a Chevrolet. That's where I find God.
Sometimes late at night, I lie there and listen to the sound of her heartbeat, the song the crickets are singing, and I don't know what they're saying. Oh, but it sounds like a hymn to me. No, I ain't too good at praying, but thanks for everything.
And from a bar stool to that living room, the Sunday morning in a church pew, in a deer stain or a hayfield, and then I stay back to Nashville, the Chevrolet. That's where we find God.
Larry Fleet, everybody, thank you.
Alan Jackson on his father.
It's funny because my dad especially, he probably never said half a dozen words to me growing up to Mount. You know, he just was quiet, but he just always, I guess, made an impact by his way of living in. And his good nature, and so I think all that affects you, especially as you get older and you start thinking for things differently.
Yes, she comes.
dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Holding on like lovers love to do. Too fast the hours slip away. Lord, it seems we have so little time. I remember how she loved me, and the last few words she said are on my mind. Said, now when can we do this again? Oh, tell me when can we do this again? I'll be so lonely, I'll be hurting till then. So tell me when can we do this again? Suburbs comes the end of one more working day. Dinner's cooking in the kitchen, and I just put one more beer away. I just gotta see her, gotta find a way to slip away. She's burning up my memory, and even now I can hear her say. She said, now when can we do this again? Oh, tell me when can we do this again? I'll be so lonely,
CBS News Brief, the big game is a big target, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve says there will be multiple layers of security to ensure the Super Bowl is played without incident.
TSA brought in bomb-sniffing dogs from 20 airports around the country, not only to help secure the Las Vegas airport, but also the area around Allegiant Stadium. Anyone or anything entering the game will be screened.
CBS News campaign correspondent Tarian Small has been talking with voters in Charleston, South Carolina about President Biden.
A lot of the concern seems to be about whether or not he's fit to stay in the race and or in the White House if he is elected again.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley isn't pleased with former President Trump's questioning where her husband is.
Donald, if you have something to say, don't say it behind my back. Get on a debate stage and say it to my face.
Haley's husband is deployed in Africa with the South Carolina Army National Guard. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and